It's a crystal clear recent morning, and teenage brothers Sean Truss and Dontrez Silverson are squaring off in a heated game of one-on-one. Of course, there is a little trash talking, an obligatory trick shot attempt, and a blatant foul that goes completely unnoticed. Teenage brothers, feverishly out to best each other, it is the heights of normalcy. But there's more to their story. Both are part of a rapidly growing number of homeless students in Missouri and across the nation. At 19 years old, Sean Truss is the older of the two. Tall and wiry, he can easily dunk a basketball. He carries around an air of quiet toughness. Sean Truss graduated last year and says he paid no mind to kids who teased him sometimes about not having a change of clothes or nice things.
And I ain't really care what people think. Yeah, I just stay in my own little zone, and then whatever they think, that's just their opinion.
But his younger brother, Dontrez, is different. At 17 years old, his features are softer, and he stands about 6 inches shorter than his big brother.
Made me feel down about myself, like I didn't have nothing. Because, you know, people's behind you, talking about you, laughing at you. So it's harder to focus, harder to get your grades up.
Going without a stable home can seriously affect students. Shailene Plank is director of community services for Epworth Youth Emergency Service, which operates the shelter where the brothers are staying. Their mother and little sister are staying at a separate shelter. She says kids often go to bed hungry in an endless churn of crisis after crisis.
The children and youth in these situations, they're exposed to too much. Things that most of us try to shelter our children from, the adult worries and stresses of life, and it's hard on a kid.
And that in turn can lead to a range of mental health or behavioral issues. Gail Sweet is a therapist at Epworth.
You know, it's unstable, and they're caring about mom. It's very hard to focus on school when your family is homeless and you don't know what's coming next or where are we going to go or what's going to happen.
Sometimes, in the midst of all the turmoil, schoolwork ends up taking a back seat.
Every time these kids move, they change schools, they lose their teachers, their friends, any little semblance of normalcy, and it really sets them back.
Barbara Duffield is the policy director for the National Association for the Education of Homeless Children and Youth. She says each sudden shift in living situation can create a 4-month deficit in a child's education.
Students who are homeless have higher dropout rates, lower graduation rates, even when you compare it to other poor kids who have stable housing.
Back at the basketball court in the University City parking lot, 17-year-old Dontrez Silverson is telling me about what he wants to be when he grows up. He loves animated movies, and maybe, just maybe, someday he can be an animator. But those plans seem a long way off. Dontrez left the alternative high school he was attending. He tried to focus on his schoolwork and forget about the troubles his family is facing, but sometimes, he says, he just couldn't.
If you think something bad is going to happen at the time, then most likely it's going to happen. If you think something different going to happen as, like, good, eventually it's going to happen, so that's what I do.
Dontrez is hoping to start the climb from GED classes to community college to 4-year school. His big brother, Sean Truss, is looking for steady work. While they won't know for sure until October, officials with the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education expect the overall number of homeless students to have risen again this year. I'm Tim Lloyd, St. Louis Public Radio.